Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There's a lot of theories out there about the Nancy Guthrie case, about what happened to Nancy. This week, in a five-part series, we are going to go through five of them. I don't know if they're the most popular, the most talked about. I tried to find the ones that I thought were the most talked about at the moment of this recording. But the thing is, with theories like this, the biggest ones one week are not the biggest the next. They come and they go. So we're going to try and hit them all as best we can. And the thing with this is, I want your opinions. I want your thoughts. If there's a hole in my debunking, if you will, or the information I'm bringing that points against this theory being something we can consider, if there's just strong evidence to the point that says, and here's where this makes this impossible. But if you think there's a way that it's not, all ears, comment section, okay? This is not to tell you you're stupid or you're wrong or whatever. This is just, okay, it's easy to get down some of these rabbit holes and go, okay, this seems like we get that confirmation bias going, I get it. But it's also good to have, as Robin would tell us, a loving critic, someone who can go, wait a second, all right? So we're going to start here. Press subscribe so you don't miss them. We're doing one a day, every day this week. The Puerto Vallarta private jet. That theory. Where Nancy was kidnapped, put on a jet, and flown into Mexico. Here's kind of how it goes. And here's kind of what reality tells us about how much legs the story should actually have. Nancy Guthrie's pacemaker lost its Bluetooth connection at 2:28 in the morning on February 1st. At 4:45 that same morning, roughly 2 hours later, a small private jet took off from Tucson International Airport headed to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Oh my gosh. Look at the timing. That's an unusual early departure for a Sunday, right? If I tell you it is, you probably think it is, right? If I say that's weird, is it really though? Or is it just because I'm saying it out loud and it making you think that it's weird? Like somehow I looked it up and said, oh, it's weird for a private jet to be leaving that time of the day on a Sunday. Is it really though? Or is it just the power of my suggestion? Or whoever I heard it from and now I'm repeating that information. Anyway. Within days, keep that in mind, within days, people all over the internet had connected those two data points into one of the most viral theories this case has produced. Nancy Guthrie was taken from her home and driven to the airport, loaded into that Cessna Citation Mustang, and flown to a cartel stronghold in Mexico. Some versions connected to sieging the Gisilo New Generation Cartel. In the territory where a drug lord, El Mencho, operated before his death. I understand why this one caught fire. When you lay out the timeline, it feels kind of real. Two events, same, just 2 hours apart. A woman who vanished. That's a clean narrative. It's a dramatic one, too. There's a reason it became one of the single most shared theories in the entire case. But clean narratives are only clean until someone checks whether the pieces actually fit. So we're going to check. It's a detail about the suspect on Nancy's doorbell camera that kind of kills the theory before we even get to the Mexico part. We'll get there. And the pacemaker, the thing that supposedly anchors the whole timeline. A doctor went on record and explained what that Bluetooth disconnection actually means. It's not what the internet decided it was. First, let's be fair about why this theory exists, because it's not coming from nowhere. Tucson sits roughly 60 miles from the Mexican border. Southern Arizona is a known corridor for cross-border criminal activity. Anonymous emails sent to TMZ demanded Bitcoin, a payment method people associate with cartel operations or criminal operations. One of those emails claimed the sender saw Nancy south of the border in the Mexican state of Sonora. A private investigator named Bill Garcia went on the record with Border Report saying he believed the cartel was involved in a money-making venture. And the FBI formally contacted Mexican federal authorities about the case. If you're sitting at home connecting the dots, it doesn't feel crazy. It feels logical. The problem is that every one of those dots, examined on its own, falls apart. The private jet, the aircraft, was a 19-year-old Cessna Citation Mustang. Small, aging airplane. The FBI looked into this flight, they investigated it, and they moved on. No authority has ever linked it to Nancy's disappearance. Not one. And here's what the people sharing the theory leave out. Private jets leave Tucson for Mexican resort destinations constantly. Puerto Vallarta is one of the most common routes. A plane departed an airport in a time window near an unrelated event. That's a coincidence. The internet decided it was a clue. Those are not the same things. Planes do leave the airport at odd hours. It's not a rarity. Pacemaker, and this is where the doctor matters. Nancy's pacemaker lost its Bluetooth sync to her phone at 2:28 a.m. A physician who spoke on the record to People magazine explained something the internet never bothered to learn. A pacemaker is not a GPS device. They're not the same. Just because your phone is GPS and Bluetooth and all that doesn't mean your pacemaker is. Those are different features. They are not the same thing. GPS and Bluetooth are different things. It connects to a phone via the short-range Bluetooth. If Nancy was moved away from her phone, even to a different room in the same house, the connection could drop. That's all the Bluetooth loss tells us. It tells us when Nancy and her phone were no longer close to each other. It does not tell us she was in a vehicle. It does not tell us she was on her way to an airport. It does not tell us she crossed any border. It doesn't tell us that she went into the sky on an airplane. It tells us her body and her phone were separated. End of story. That's it. The entire theory built on this timeline treats a short-range Bluetooth connection as though it were a satellite tracking event. And it wasn't. Here's where the theory really starts to unravel. The FBI contacted Mexican authorities. The internet treated that as confirmation that investigators believe Nancy had been taken across the border. And again, it wasn't. Retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Jackson Pack explained on the record that when a disappearance occurs near the border, federal protocols activate automatically, regardless of whether there's evidence the person crossed. It's a procedural step, not a lead. You check the box because the box exists, not because the evidence points south. Sheriff Nano said publicly there was no evidence Nancy was taken to Mexico. I know I put very little weight on anything Nano says, but there you go. NBC News sources, two officials briefed on the case confirmed the same thing. The FBI reaching out to Mexico was a protocol, and the internet turned it into proof. Let's close the loop on the doorbell camera, because this is the part that really should have ended the cartel theory the moment the footage was released. The suspect on Nancy's doorbell camera arrived at her home and discovered the camera was there. He wasn't expecting it. He improvised. He pulled weeds from the yard and used them to cover the lens. He didn't disable it with a tool. He didn't know the back end footage was recoverable from the system. The FBI's own characterization of this person, he doesn't appear to be very sophisticated. He does things a professional would not do. Think about what a cartel extraction actually requires. You're coordinating across international borders. You're moving a person through law enforcement checkpoints. You have networks, logistics, vehicles staged, and a destination secured. The people who do this for cartels are operatives with experience. They have done this before many times. They do not show up to a house, get surprised by a consumer doorbell camera, and grab a handful of weeds off the ground. That's not a cartel operative. That's someone who was not prepared for what he found when he got there. The DNA. Investigators recovered DNA from Nancy's property, ran it through CODIS, the FBI's National Criminal Defense Database, which holds over 22 million profiles. The result, no match. Means the suspect has never been arrested, never been processed, never been in the system for anything. Not a traffic stop, not a prior offense, not a deportation, nothing. At least in the DNA that's been tested so far. Yes, there is that mixed up DNA. I know there's a more scientific word for it, but that's the best way I'm going to describe it right now, that they are still working on trying to identify. Cartel operatives who cross international borders, who move people and contraband through some of the most surveilled corridors in the Western Hemisphere, those people have records. They have been fingerprinted, probably. They've been deported and re-entered. They have encounters with law enforcement on both sides of the border. A completely clean CODIS profile doesn't really fit that world. It's structurally incompatible with organized cross-border crime. And every credible professional who's weighed in publicly agrees. Former FBI agent Matt Cavanaugh told NBC News he sees no reason a cartel would target someone like Nancy Guthrie. His read, this is more likely a homegrown criminal who panicked when the case exploded nationally. A retired Pima County lieutenant called the cartel involvement possible but far-fetched. News Nation's Brian Anton, the reporter who's covered this case more closely than almost anyone, reported that multiple law enforcement sources told him the case shows no signs of cartel involvement. Not one credible source with actual investigative knowledge has put evidence behind this theory. Every single one has pushed back. So what are we left with? Well, the cartel theory doesn't survive contact with really many verified facts. Not a jet, not the pacemaker, not the CODIS result, not the suspect's behavior on camera, not a single law enforcement source on record. It exists for two reasons. Tucson is near a border. The anonymous email sent to a celebrity news outlet mentioned Mexico. Those are the only data points. Everything else, the cartel connections, the El Mencho territory, the private jet extraction is interference stacked on assumption, built inside a vacuum that the internet filled with the most dramatic story it could construct. And those ransom emails, the ones that mentioned Mexico, we're going to be dedicating an entire episode to those later in the series. What I can tell you now, at least one person has already been arrested for sending a fake ransom in this case. And he had absolutely nothing to do with Nancy's disappearance. A cartel extraction by private jet is a thriller. It's cinematic. It gives people a villain they can identify and a narrative with clear stakes. The actual evidence points to something far less dramatic. An unprepared individual who improvised on scene, who didn't know the camera was there, who has never been in the criminal justice system. That's not a cartel operative. That's someone who may have never done anything like this before. And I know that's hard to sit with because it means the answer to this case might be smaller and uglier than the theory. What if it was the cartel? Well, they certainly didn't ask for their money then, did they? At least not the way the cartels do. Nancy Guthrie is still missing. The case has been reclassified as a homicide investigation. The reward stands at $1.2 million if you know something real, not a theory built on a flight schedule and a Bluetooth disconnection. Call the FBI at 1-800-CALL-FBI. Next, the internet's evidence factory. We're going to go into some of the biggest pieces of standalone evidence in this case, the ecosystems they've created, and we're going to talk about all of them. Again, your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue our conversation there. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.